So Klaiso after Kriyas Yamsuf came to Mara. And the Gemara says that they came to Mara and they were bitter. Kihem Marim. And the Gemara goes on that just like a Jew can't go 3 days without water, a Jew can't go at Kriyas the Torah without 3 days. I thought we were talking about a little bit teaching Torah. There was a Rav of a Shul who came to Zerubbabel with the following question. He said that he's a Rav of a Shul in Eretz Yisrael, and a lot of elderly people come to his Shul, and unfortunately some people can't come without having attendants help them come into Shul. And what happened was each day the Rav would give a shir, and the elderly men would have these Filipino attendants, these Filipino helpers. They wouldn't wait outside, they would sit beside their employers, helping them with turn the page, whatever it is. What happened was that over time, you know, the Filipinos, they understood Hebrew very well. They started over time being able to understand Hebrew very well, and they started asking questions, raising challenges in the interest of the shir. So the rav tells Rav Zerbistin, I know there's an isser in the Torah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that anyone who teaches non-Jew Torah is liable to death, because the Torah is only, the pasuk says in Devarim, the pasuk is only for Klai Yisrael, the Torah is only for class to be able to be learned. So what should he do? Should he stop giving this year? Should he ask them to leave? What should he do? Just parenthetically, Zerbistin does quote from the Marshal, Yamshal Shlomo Bava Kama, who got very upset when he heard about people teaching Torah to non-Jews for pay. He said that at the end of the day, Hashem gave Torah Shabbat Peh only for Moshe to be able to pass down to Yeshua and to the Zakanim, everything. And at the end of the day, someone who teaches Torah to non-Jews, they're doing such a tremendous thing. So says the Marshal, their sins are too weight to bear, and they will never be able to be merit to be able to have the to be able to be with Mashiach at the times Mashiach comes. Such a lashon of the Yamshal Shlomo in the Marshal and Bava Kama, Perek Dalet Halacha 4:9, Perek Dalet Halacha Tes. So just now to get back to the question, what should the Rav do now with these Filipino employees? Should he continue giving the shir or not? Rav Zerbistin quotes the great Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Igros Moshe Yoredeya Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Lamed Beis 2:132. Rav Moshe got a question, and he says within the question he talks about the Isser. He understands what the Isser is about teaching Torah. He says it seems very obvious to Rav Moshe that the whole Isser about teaching the Torah is only when it's referring to the case when someone intends to only teach them themselves. If, however, one is teaching Torah, and then what happens is that on the side, what happens, not for the main purpose, but something that goes along with it, non-Jews are also present there, the Isser doesn't apply. What's his proof? The proof is, if you look in the Gemara in Yoma Pei Zayin, Yoma Pei Zayin, says the Chachamim used to teach Torah a lot. And what happens? Tevi, we know the great servant, Rabbi Gamliel's great Canaanite slave, he became a very, very, very big Talmud Chacham, Lashon of Moshe. The great Tanarim, the great Rabbi Gamliel knew, and all the Rabbanim knew that they would still learn Torah there, and they knew Tevi would also hear them, but they didn't stop them. Why? Because the whole Isser of teaching Torah is only when you're teaching the Torah to the non-Jew, to them for them purpose. If, however, you're learning Torah and the non-Jews and the slaves hear you on the way, therefore, just like we see from Tevi became a very big Talmud Chacham, there would be no issue at all. And Rav Moshe then quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, in the Shulchan Aruch, it brings down the Yoredeya, Simin, Reish, Samach, Zayin, Sif, Ayin, Av. Also, the limud is Avdo Torah, Im Lamda, Lo Yotzei L'Cheres. We know the halach is that it's a forbidden to teach Torah to Canaanite slaves. However, we saw from Tevi, just like Tevi learned, like learned Torah, we know what the Gemara says that Tevi became a very big Talmud Chacham. It's only because Tevi wasn't directly learning it from them. They weren't teaching Tevi directly. They were talking, and Tevi learned just from on the side. That's how it became a big Talmud Chacham. So Zerbistin said the same thing should be true here. In our case, the Rav of the Shul, it's not his intentions to teach the Filipino workers. It's not his intentions to teach the non-Jews. It just happens to be that they're there to care for the Jews. And at the end of the day, he's teaching the Jews for the main, that's the main purpose. Yeah, he says, Rav Zerbistin says, it's therefore no problem for him to continue teaching the Torah as normal and with the Filipino workers or with the non-Jews there present. He asked Rav Zerbistin one last question. Let's say one of the employees asks questions, because he said, what should he do? Should he ignore him? What should he do? Well, Zerbistin said he's allowed to answer the question. However, he has to make sure to answer the question, not for the benefit of the guy who's asking the question. He should say in a lashon, I see that the point's not clear enough. He should just say, let me just try to explain for the shir again. When one of the Filipino question, when one of the Filipino guys asks a question, you shouldn't just answer him directly. You should say something like in a very broad way. Oh, I see what I'm saying is not clear. Let me explain it again. Am I teaching the subject matter again by saying it a little more clearly? Then you'll be answering his way, but not for him to be able to understand it, but for everyone there, for all the Jews, because that's the main anchor. Now, show him the time. Right, so many people are very, very focused on kedusha and chila and everything, but sometimes we don't see the main thing we have to try to work on during shovim is really our talmud Torah. But Ezra Shem, there's a lot of people we going on vacation. Remember, we don't go one day without learning Torah. Not only learning Torah, but living Torah and thinking about Torah. How different things we could be able to learn on vacations that we had that we don't usually have the opportunities during the school year. And Ezra Shem, we should do this. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will see how much we value the Torah. And that will bring tremendous bracha into our lives. Shkoich.